According to the beliefs of most Hindus today, the wisdom embodied in the Veda is timeless because it has no origin. It existed prior to this world, and it embodies an eternal law that transcends even the gods. The words of the Veda, according to traditional conviction, were revealed to ancient seers called rishis in the great distant past. Some Hindus have even maintained that the Veda contains all knowledge, even the principles of nuclear physics and the distances between heavenly bodies. A few have even claimed that the reason the West attained such rapid technological and scientific progress is because Westerners appropriated Vedic knowledge when its contents were revealed in the 18th and 19th centuries. Today, the Veda is regarded as the most authoritative and sacred Hindu scripture. So important is the Veda that Hinduism is sometimes called Vedic Dharma, the religion of the Veda. Acceptance of the authority of the Veda, in fact, has been the criterion for determining which schools of Indian thought are orthodox and which are heterodox. But despite this fact, the Veda has never been widely read in India. The vast majority of Hindus have never read a fragment of them. For the daily life of ordinary Hindus, writings such as the Mahabharata, the Ramayana, the Puranas, the Bhagavad Gita are far more significant. In our next lecture, we will explore in greater detail the world disclosed in the Veda. And in later lectures, we shall consider the popular literature of daily Hindu devotion. To bring this talk to a close, let's briefly review. The Hindu tradition emerged from the confluence of several cultures, the most important of which were the Indus Valley Civilization and the Aryans. The relationship between these cultures is not altogether certain, but the evidence does suggest that they were quite different from one another. Each culture seems to have contributed distinctive elements to the emergence of Hinduism. From the Indus Valley, Hinduism may have gained a concern with ritual purity, an interest in meditation and spiritual disciplines, and perhaps a proclivity towards the worship of the goddess and the female principle. From the Aryans, Hinduism receives its priestly language, Sanskrit, and its most sacred scripture, the Veda. When we explore the world of the Veda in the next installment, we shall, however, see that the Aryan contribution amounts to much more than this.